Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mason, this one was on the random bumper music, but I don't hate it, right?
No, I mean, it's always a good one.
I mean, it's not relevant to our next guest. And we should play, I don't know if we should play this when we talk college football or if we should avoid this song when we play college football, because we don't want to give too much love to Bama, right? Like,
yeah,
we're not Bama guys,
we
right?
don't want to talk about Bama.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not do that.
He's Mason Crosby. My name's Mitch Nellis. This is the Mason Crosby Show live on the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Joining the Mason Crosby Show now, he is NFL quarterback, XFL quarterback, an all-around renaissance man, Kurt Benkert, joins the show. Kurt, good morning.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
How's it going, Kurt?
Good to hear from you again, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Well? Yeah, everything's going great. Really appreciate you jumping on the show. And, I'm excited to break down the quarterback situation going on with the Bears, kind of talk about what you're up to these days. And, just kind of run through all things ball. But that's kind of my first question for you today is I just want to know and, like, tell everyone listening, like, kind of what you're doing, what you're into these days. And, I know you created this new thing called the Dime Lab. So just share a little bit with us kind of what you're doing these days.
Sweet. Yeah, man. Since hanging up the cleats, I've been doing a lot more content, teaching football through Madden. I have a digital guide that I launched that's been doing pretty well, just kind of teaching the game from my perspective, as if I'm like on the couch sitting watching the game with you. So trying to bring it down a few levels from what we did in the quarterback rooms. But since then, I launched the Dime Lab, which is basically a football company or sporting goods company that we have premium footballs that kind of meet in between of what you would buy like off the shelf in like a Walmart or whatever, where it's kind of the cheaper football, but it's not quite the price of what the Duke is. But it skips the process of having to like prep the football and mud it and all that good stuff, which, you know, is a big part of having a good football in the NFL.
For sure.
So we launched a couple months ago and it's just taken off. And now we have footballs in almost 50 countries across the world, and it's been a global thing. So super blessed with how all that's going and that people have been well receiving of it.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah, I was kind of checking out your site, and it's cool. It looks like you have like a digital guide for like the foundations of quarterbacking, and I think that's so cool that you do it through the Madden perspective. Like, what a great way to connect to young, aspiring players, something that everyone can kind of relate to. You get on the game, and it's like, all right, I can see the field a different way, and you remember in the kind of honestly halfway through my career probably how stuff shifted on how players learned the game, like the great good coaches shifted how they would teach it in the classroom from just kind of getting up there and talking and just running through it, and it needed to be more interactive and a lot more video content to really grab players' attention and help them teach in a way that everyone's brain starts moving in that direction from all the video games and the content and everything.
Totally. Yeah, it's been really cool to see that, like, look, some people are visual, some are more audio-based, and some have to do it. And that's kind of where Madden, if you use it the right way, it can be the tool that does all of it at the same time. So it's been really cool, man. I just tested one video a couple of years ago, and it was super well-received, and then started building out how I wanted to teach the game online. So it's just been really, really cool to use that game in the way that John Madden intended it. And they're doing some more stuff like in the future on how they're going to use the game to teach all around the world and stuff. So they've got a lot of cool stuff in the pipeline that EA is working on and that I'm going to be helping out with. So it's just been cool, man, you know, putting yourself out there with the content and seeing what comes from it. But it's been a fun journey after being done with football.
That's great, man. Well, let's shift to Packers Bears. It is Bears week, so we're talking a lot of Bears stuff. They just made a change with their offensive coordinator, which is, I guess, exciting for some, but
necessary,
interesting, necessary for sure. We were very fortunate not to ever have like those in season. I guess we had one, like McCarthy, and got fired late in that year, but. We didn't have a lot of changes all the time. So it's interesting. And I want you to break down kind of your, like, how you see Jordan Love playing so far this year and kind of what he might need to do against this Bears team to have success.
You know, he's been slinging it. We all know that. He's thrown a lot of touchdowns. He's thrown a lot of interceptions. I will say some of the interceptions that he's thrown, even though he's going to get the credit for the interception, they have not all been on him, and it's been some unfortunate situations. Yes, he has forced the ball a lot, but I feel like they've kind of been needing him to force it in some of the situations they've gotten themselves into. They've played from behind a decent bit, and luckily enough, on the defensive side, their defense has forced so many turnovers that's been really opportunistic. So, in general, I think they need to be a little more calculated with their shots instead of just pulling him out at any point in time and risking turning the ball over. But I don't think that he's played terrible. I also think that the receivers this year, more than last year, have dropped a lot of footballs. And when you get into second and long consistently from drop passes or third and long, over the course of time, you're going to end up with more forced passes that you wouldn't necessarily take if it was third and four. And it also invites a different type of defense to be played. So he's being forced to play against a lot of drop zones in long down situations and feels like his back's against the wall because they're down in games at some points, that he's forcing more balls than he'd actually like to, where if you just can catch the ball on first down or second down and get half of it, those situations don't ever even come up for him to make those decisions. So I think in general, the Packers theme needs to be stay ahead of the chains, don't beat yourself, don't get into long down situations, and establish the run early so that you can hit the play-action shots that are less risky. Because there's different ways to force the ball down the field. Like an 18-yard throw across the middle looks different when it's coming off of play-action on second down than it does on third and 15.
For sure.
So I think that needs to be the theme for them this week. And on the Bears side, man, they've had a really tough time moving the ball. And as good as Caleb has looked at some points this year, he has not really been consistent with his accuracy in the underneath game. Some balls behind guys, leading guys too much, like the gimmies and the layups that we saw him miss at USC. Now that we're getting into that late in the year spot, he's starting to miss those again. And you can't just find big plays all over the field out of nowhere in the NFL, like unless you're maybe a Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, maybe Jaden Daniels. But for someone like him, he's got to be a little more opportunistic with his big plays and not looking for them as much. And we'll see if they can pull that out this week on a quick turnaround with a new OC.
Kurt Benker joining us on the Mason Crosby Show. We're on 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Also on the free Odyssey app and thefanmilwaukee.com. Kurt, do you think with a new offensive coordinator, they should probably, or that they could simplify things a little bit for Caleb? Maybe, you know, it's easy to say dumb it down. That's kind of the common vernacular. But you know, focus more on the running game, short passes, make it easier for him to not have to make so many decisions.
I think so, and I think more so than anything, instead of dumbing it down, they need to call more plays that Caleb absolutely loves. And I think that seemed to be a little bit of what was going wrong with them. Look, Waldron has his things he likes, and maybe they didn't match up well with what Caleb like innately is good at and can process quickly. For some guys like vertical stretch plays. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, like we can hear you now.
Okay, cool. But yeah, I think that this was more about maybe the OC seeing the game a little bit differently and calling it that's not to Caleb's strength, because he can make all the throws, but guys process differently, and I just don't think they were calling the game to what Caleb was comfortable with. Maybe not processing-wise, but like what just is innately easy.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For him.
I've talked a lot, like process a lot on the show already, and that is just a great take. Like, you have to have a coach that doesn't just run an offense that is his offense and this is how it's going to be done and all that. You have to like style it towards what the player's strengths are and adjust whenever things aren't going correct. We lean towards the Chiefs. You got to look at the Chiefs all the time and how they do it. And it's like Mahomes isn't having his best year. So they change their offense a little bit so that they run the ball a lot more and they're doing things that, are kind of unique and they're very creative. And so like the adaptability needs to be there. And I don't think the Chicago Bears coordinator hasn't done a good job with Caleb Williams in that regard. So, and you talked about the play action. I talked about this last week against the Lions and Packers started off the game that way. They were running the ball, established the run, doing all those things. And then they just went away from it. And like then they lost control of it there late in the in the first half with the pick six and all the things, and then it felt like LaFleur just kind of lost his way in how he wanted to call that game. Did you watch that game and like kind of what was your take on how that went?
Yeah, it looked like they had a good opening script, right? Like we talk about the openers for the game, your first 25 or so plays that you're going to call when it's first and 10 or second and 7 or less. Those are your openers. And they had a great opening script, but as soon as they had to get off script and go and kind of start picking plays based on situation, things didn't marry up as well. One play didn't lead into another that set something up later, and they really could never find their groove. And I get it. You throw a pick six, you get down by, I think they were down 10 at that point or something like that. And that's tough to overcome, especially in a rain game. And it was raining. They were forced to throw the ball in less than ideal situations, but I think there was enough time left that they could have re-racked it from the top of the script and started by establishing the run, trying to hit the play action. Like it was not too far gone. And you have to trust your defense that they're going to be able to make stops instead of feeling like the Lions are just going to score every time they get the ball. So we have to try to score fast. So I think that's where they went wrong. Like just to your point, got a little bit out of hand and lost their way.
So, another question for you is, have you played this Packers-Bears game on Madden yet this week? And what was your game plan and your kind of style, and what was the result if you have in this rivalry?
Yeah, so I did not this week, but I did earlier in the season for a video on YouTube, and I believe it ended up being like 24-17 Packers.
Okay.
Big Josh Jacobs game, and not just running the ball out of the backfield in the pass game. I know he only has like one passing or receiving touchdown so far.
He finally got one this season. Yes.
Ever.
So he's got his one. I think we're going to get some of that this week because the Bears defense is really stingy. Their DBs are good. So those are tough matchups for the receivers. I think the mismatch is Josh Jacobs on linebackers. And I hope they just exploit it entirely, but you never know. We'll see.
I like that. Yeah. So you when you play that, do you just obviously play the computer like for one team and you're just like the Packers offense, and do you go back and forth?
So that time I played just against the computer on All Madden, which was, man, Caleb Williams threw for like 300 yards, so there was that.
A lot of times I
do play against other people. Okay. And it's, you never know what you're going to run into online, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some good ones. I think Mitch has a question for you from like your time playing, and you got a couple plays against this Bears team.
Kurt, take us back to December 12th, 2021. You got to kneel twice, I think, in the closing seconds. That's what Wikipedia says, at least. In the closing seconds of a 45-30 Packers win over the Bears. Take us back to the field on December 12th, 2021.
Man, so Aaron comes to me pregame and tells me, I'm getting you in this game. So he already had it in his mind that he was going to have the Bears handled enough by the fourth quarter that I'd get a drive or two. And then he did that. He came off to the sideline and he said, all right, you're in. And then, of course, the Packers defense let up a quick touchdown, so Aaron had to go back in, or else I was going to actually get a full drive.
I was
that close, and they let up a damn touchdown. And so Aaron had to go finish business one more time. And then by the time I got in, there was like maybe a minute left or whatever. And I had two kneel downs for only minus 1 yard. So really good kneel down average. But yeah, I was Joe Barry away from getting my actual drive.
So is that, I was going to ask, who do you blame, Kurt? So is it a player specifically, or is it really Joe Barry, who we all blame, I think?
I'm blaming Joe for this one.
We are too. Joe, you're on Thunder Watch.
Let's go. Thunder Watch. Yeah. Thunder.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, with your kind of now current, endeavors that you're into, like what did you enjoy like the most about playing, playing ball, being in the NFL, playing football, going through the whole process of getting there and all of those things? What was like kind of your favorite experience in that? I think fans want to hear kind of what that journey looked like and what that meant to you to get those opportunities.
Man, I think for me, I'll start with the first thing that I miss is like the routine of the day to day. Like I actually loved it. I loved getting there early, hot tub, sauna, studying the plays, like seeing what the script was for the practice that day, watching the film. Like I really loved the day to day routine of like understanding what it took to be a pro. And I appreciated that, like the consistency of that. And then I'd say the number one thing that I really loved about being in the NFL was the people that I met and the different perspectives of how they saw the game. And so I was able to spend 3 years with Ryan, and he sees the game in a certain way. And then got to spend a year with Aaron, and he saw it in an entirely different way. And then go to San Francisco, and Shanahan has his own way of seeing the game. And it kind of, for me, I didn't come from a college football family, didn't come from an NFL family or any of that. And so I just had this idea that the game was all the same. And going through it, you realize how many different ways there are to play the same game, how many different ways there are to attack it, and everyone sees it differently. And some guys are like scientists about it, like Matt Ryan, and then some are more like artists, like Aaron Rodgers. And then you have these calculated mad scientists like Shanahan, who, whether you agree with how he does it or not, he believes in how he does it, and he came to that, I guess, methodology on his own. And so it's just you get to appreciate the little nuances of the game that change everywhere you go from person to person and player to player that I just think make the game really special and unpredictable and keep you guessing every Sunday.
I love that. All right, I think Tommy, super producer Tommy, has a question for you.
Oh, all right, sweet. Hey, Kurt, producer Tommy here. Yeah. I had a question, maybe a follow-up with it after, too. You brought it up earlier with Madden being implemented into how you teach the game of football. Do you think head coaches would ever be receptive enough to actually maybe game plan with Madden football to prepare for an NFL football game ever? Or do you think the game is too far removed and it wouldn't be much help?
You know, I think there's got to be a coach out there, right? There's got to be at least one that has an open mind enough to like bring himself down a few levels to like use the game. I will say that maybe not so much as game planning as it is for situational football that Madden is really, really good. So you look at all these like Madden professional players, and they play 10, 20, 30 games a day sometimes. And whether you like it or not, they actually have more situational football awareness than these coaches do, because they're in these situations through simulation thousands of times over what an NFL coach actually is in. And you see these coaches make these clock management mistakes, the timeout mistakes.
Yep.
You saw last night they kicked a field goal on third down when they had one more shot at the end zone before they kicked the onside. Like, all these decisions that coaches make in the NFL, Madden players have made them 20 to 30, if not 40 times over, and they do it daily. Where NFL coaches, they get to have a practice session on a walkthrough with a situation, but it's not in real time. They go and they have practice in real practice, and maybe they have two or three situations that day, and then they have one game a week that they get to practice a random situation or two that they get into. And I just think that coaches in general, whether it's simulation on a video game or watching film, which they do, the simulation on the video game is real time and it's decision making, and it's no different than a pilot doing a flight simulator. The situation is real. In Madden, it's a time, it's a timeout, it's how much is left, where's the ball in the field, and what decision are you making? I think coaches in general lack that, how fresh or how up to speed they should be on situational football, where there's just, these Madden pros never make those mistakes. Like, not once. There's $1 million on the line in a tournament. They're not going to make a timeout blunder. They're not, like, you know what I mean? That's just what it is. That's what makes them special. Yeah, they can call a few plays here and there, but they're really good at situations. And I think that there is a world where coaches in the NFL could benefit heavily from the situational awareness that Madden can bring.
Yeah, and I got one more question for you, Kurt. It's very rare that I get someone who's closer to my age on this show than anyone else on here. Just to throw a little bit of shade
younger.
Right there. So, Kurt, I'm actually more into NCAA this year. I didn't even buy Madden, yeah. And I love the new game. I am 20-0 currently online, just doing ranked gameplay there. So just
basically, Kurt, humble brag.
No, it's not necessarily that, because I know he's a busy man. He's doing stuff. But I did want to say that I love using Coastal Carolina for their playbook. Any other broken playbooks in the game other than like high-end Alabama, Texas stuff? Like for the baseline Carolina. Small schools, great playbooks to use.
Love it.
Man, that's a good one. I actually haven't used Coastal Carolinas yet, but I will say that I have been using Oregon's playbook. I know they're not a small school, but they have really, really good RPO packages that are tough to stop, that tear out of a formation. It's like a bunch formation where you could very easily take the top off and bomb them if they want to come and adjust. So if I don't have a small school for you, but Oregon's playbook is really, really good.
I love that you brought up Oregon because, the Badgers are playing Oregon this week.
Exactly.
No, they're not.
Right, the Badgers are showing up.
Oregon is showing up in Camp Randall and walking and leaving Camp Randall.
Let's ask Kurt, what do you think that game's going to be, the Oregon-Wisconsin game?
Man, this is one of those games that Oregon's either going to win by 40 or Wisconsin's going to hold it close to the end and probably lose still.
And probably lose.
I don't think there's really going to be an in-between. We've seen Wisconsin play good football this year at points. It's wild that they can't put it together every week or more often than not, but I mean, we've seen a competitive Wisconsin team from time to time. We've also seen a really bad Wisconsin team. So your guys' guess is as good as mine on this one, but hopefully they show up to play some ball this weekend.
Tommy thinks that their only chance is if they get like 15 safeties. Tommy loves the safety pick.
Absolutely. I mean, they need it.
Yeah. They would have a better chance scoring a touchdown if they were just in victory formation and moving the ball forward 1 yard every time than if they ran their real offense.
They're really down on the Badgers right now, these two. So
it's true.
Yeah, I like your take. I'm more on your side of it. I think the Badgers can be somewhat competitive. I do think they'll score a couple times, but obviously this Oregon team is great. If they can keep it close throughout the course of the game, I think here in I think Wisconsin fans will be somewhat pleased with that.
100%. I mean, look, you're not expecting to take down a top team in the country, but you at least want to have some skin in the game and be competitive and get something to be at least a little bit hopeful for.
I love it. I love it. So what's the rest of your day look like? Do you just go and start gaming? Like,
and how are the ribs? Really, really, how are the ribs?
The ribs from the XFL?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. The ribs took a while to heal, to be honest. But they're all good now. And the rest of the day, I have about two or three videos I have to record that are Madden related. And then I have, I do film breakdowns every week from the All 22 film. So I'm going to go watch some Kyler Murray tape and see what they were doing to piece up the Jets like that and use all that to maybe make some good player prop picks this week.
There was an article I just read that said Kyler Murray may have had the best game in the history of the NFL on Sunday against the Jets, that he was just like unbelievable. Yeah.
I need to go watch it. He is special, man. If he wasn't stuck in Arizona for his entire career up to this point, he would have already probably been in a few MVP conversations. But he hasn't really had any help up until now, and they're starting to get it together. Their O-line's really good.
Well, you know, so my time there in Green Bay, Molly, she's probably listening, and she won't love this take, but you know, I was not a professional video gamer. But I played quite a few video games while you were working
like
hard
Pong.
In meetings and breaking down film.
Hey.
You know, if you want to play a little FIFA sometime, that was my game of choice. We could battle it out. I don't know. You're a gamer, probably take me down still, but back in my heyday, I could tear it up a little bit.
Love I might it. Be able to figure out. It's been about 10 years since FIFA, but I feel like all games are like riding a bike.
Exactly.
FIFA 2K, it's all the same to me.
You get Amen. The concepts. Love you get the fingers going. You get the you can
challenge
you can get
accepted.
It done. All right, we'll game it sometime. I don't get to game as much anymore. My son and I play a little bit, but it's very few and far between whenever I can sit down and actually play a full video game. I had a lot more time whenever I was actually in the locker room playing football.
We didn't have five kids jumping on you, using you as a jungle gym, right?
I know. All 100%. Right. Hey, Kurt, really appreciate you coming on, man. I love all the stuff you're doing. Good luck, continuing forward with the Dime Lab stuff and what you're trying to teach, young athletes, young aspiring quarterbacks and football players. So really appreciate your time and have an awesome day. And thanks for jumping on and breaking down this Bears week for us.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Good to see you guys, or talk to you guys.
Absolutely. Kurt Benkert, former NFL and XFL quarterback, now doing tons of great educational opportunities for the next generation. And I think to Kurt's point, what it will take for coaches, it's going to be a generational switch, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be when guys in there who are currently in their 20s and 30s end up becoming head coaches 10, 15 years from now and realize that technology is our friend, not our enemy.
It will be interesting to see moving forward, just kind of his takes on the situational football. And that's what it all is. So it's like if you got somebody in the background, like Kurt, just like breaking down, it's like, all right, I saw this situation, did this, like kind of in real time and like giving that insight into the programs, that could be, very useful tool. And I think that's kind of conceptually what he's doing with his foundations of what it is to be a quarterback and play this game. So
absolutely,
yeah, really cool. I love the stuff he's doing. So that was awesome to have him on.
More Packers Bears talk coming up. We've got sound from Rashawn Gary. We've got sound from Josh Jacobs. They both spoke in the locker room yesterday. Also, who is to blame for the mess in Chicago? And I don't mind saying that it is kind of gleeful for us up here in Wisconsin to see that it continues to be a mess in Chicago. Can't get enough of it. In the 10 o'clock hour, we will talk on the Bucks a little bit. The NBA Cup is here. I know everyone's really excited for that, but we do have to talk about Dame Lillard, and he's out tonight. He's in concussion protocol. The Bucks do play again tomorrow night, so we'll have to get an update on whether he might get cleared for tomorrow or whether he's out for a few games or hopefully not longer, but we will keep our eye on that situation. Thanks again to Kurt Benkert. You are listening to the Mason Crosby Show. We're live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.